we get an update on the glove this week, next week?
I'm hoping it gets better this week and I'm finally through it. We'll see if it is or not. I don't know.
Did you use it in practice?
Today I will for sure.
Superstitious at all? You got a good thing going in two games as well?
No, I'm superstitious. I've played without it for 26 years, so that's how I kind of want to keep it if I can.
Is that a good thing you're throwing at all?
Not really. I mean, there might be one or two throws so far this season that I kind of think that it was a minor factor, but for the most part, no, it hasn't been too big of an issue at all.
What will be your criteria for deciding whether to use it or not?
Just if I can play without it, then I will. If I can't, then I won't.
That's still the grip issue.
Mm-hmm.
How was your first taste of the Bronco Raiders rivalry? You had lots of rivalry in Chicago. What have you heard about it, first of all? Do you get up a little bit more for kind of a rivalry game?
Yeah, no question. I've seen this one from afar for, all my life. It's a great rivalry. It'll be fun to go into the black hole and play. And they're a good football team. We got our work cut out for us all week. We got to have a great week of preparation and try to carry that over into Sunday.
How does Richard Seymour improve?
They're very stout up front. Their front four gets a lot of pressure. They do a great job of stopping the run. And then in the back end of their defense, they're probably the fastest defense in the league. They got great athletes. And, it's shown so far through the two games. They get pressure on the quarterback with the front four. And there's not a whole lot of guys open to throw the ball to.
You know, in that Monday night game they played against San Diego, they were pretty basic. I don't know if they were the same week two against the game. Is that kind of their MO, that they're very...
Yeah, they certainly do what they do and really don't change it for anybody. They are very confident with their guys outside playing man-to-man defense, basically, pick a number 90% of the time and just... utilize their all the guys in the box to stop the run. So, like I said, we got to do a good job of running routes, be accurate with the football, and make plays in the passing game.
Now, how does that affect you when a team is so basic and just lines up and so big?
Well, you got to know exactly what you got to do. And this is a great week for us to really concentrate on what we're supposed to do and really have a great idea of what they're going to do. So, spend a lot of time studying and try to find holes where we can find some weakness.
Are you and Brandon Marshall still in the process of kind of developing a rapport? Because he wasn't around, basically.
It's a ongoing process with all your team. I mean, throughout the entire year, you hope to see improvement, and that's in all aspects of the game. But Brandon and I still have a ways to go, and we're working on it, and hopefully find ways to get him the ball.
Are you a little further away with him now? I mean, I know there's one miscommunication
before the round. I don't think. I mean, Brandon's done a good job of working and being ready to go, and we did have a couple miscommunications, but that wasn't any different than with a couple other wide receivers as well.
Anything else, guys?
Yeah, what have you been told about the black hole by some of the guys who
have
played?
I've been there once before. I didn't play, but I got to see the whole effect of the black hole, so it was it's interesting, it'll be fun, it'll be a great atmosphere, and these guys are a physical football team, and we're going to go up there and try to play just as physical, and it'll be a old-school smash-mouth game, which will be fun.
What were the circumstances? Did you have a bye week or something?
No, we played up there when I was in Chicago. I just wasn't on the field, so I was able to get a look from it from the sideline.
Kyle, someone asks you to describe the fans. What do you say?
Their fans? They're good fans. They're being loud. They're trying to give their team an edge and just make it a good environment to play football.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.